A US federal court has blocked President Donald Trump's tariffs in what's seen as a major blow to his economic plans. And in a separate development, the billionaire Tesla boss and creator of the cost-cutting Doge or Department of Government Efficiency, Elon Musk, is to leave the Trump administration. Now, for more on both these stories, I'm joined by David Smith, the Washington Bureau Chief of The Guardian. David, first to this Court of International Trade saying the president has overstepped his authority with these global tariffs. Is this a major blow to the Trump tariff threat and the trade negotiation plans?
Yes, I think it is. It's a real setback for the, you know, the centerpiece of Donald Trump's economic agenda in his second term. His belief is that these tariffs will help restore U.S. manufacturing, but of course the rest of the world didn't like them at all, and now most of them are on hold. Basically, this court, a relatively obscure one in New York, found that he did not have the authority to impose these tariffs under economic emergency legislation that he that dates back to the 1970s. And so most of the tariffs are on hold, and the White House is appealing.
Yeah, they are appealing. So does that mean, as you say, that now his tariff rollout plan is on hold pending the outcome of that appeal, that he can't push forward with dates, times and the implementation of the plan?
Yeah, in a normal political universe, it certainly would mean that. The White House has a few days to actually formally suspend these tariffs. But of course, with Trump in the White House, it's not always that simple. You know, there are already people asking, well, what if he tries to ignore this court order? What would happen then? And we're really in uncharted territory. In theory, at least, it certainly does undercut Trump's agenda and makes it harder for him, of course, to push for all these deals with individual countries that that the tariffs were supposedly, you know, giving him leverage for. And yes, we expect to see various appeals, and it could probably go all the way to the Supreme Court.
And just to turn to that separate developing story, the departure of the bromance, the departure of Elon Musk and from the Department of the Doge of Government Efficiency. Have the buddies broken up?
It would appear so, although I think, you know, many people predicted there would be some gigantic explosion, a collision of egos between Trump and Musk. And this actually seems to be more of a whimper than a bang, as it's kind of tapering off. I would say two main reasons for Musk's departure. One is he just ran into the bureaucracy of government, as so many people do, and the way that Washington works. It's not very appealing for a businessman. And you know, his own businesses started getting hurt, of course. Tesla sales are down, suffered a lot of brand damage. He needs to concentrate on SpaceX and so on. And I think he was coming under pressure from his own investors to end this dalliance with politics and get back to business. And it appears that's what he's now going to do.
More on both those stories throughout the day. For now, thank you very much, David Smith of The Guardian in Washington, D.C.